What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK, and I am back! OMG, it's been a while. Woo! I am so happy to be here right now with you. This is me and you. That's right. You and I. Listen, we can never part. I don't like being gone this long, but it's just been super busy. But it's been a blessed busy, and I am so grateful that the busy has actually been productive. And today, I am going to be talking about being proactive. Being proactive. I got a question for you. I got a question for you out there. During the pandemic, what did you do to make yourself indispensable to implications of the world, your job, your family, your finances, any change that could have possibly happened? What did you do with the golden ticket of time that you were allotted in 2020? And the reason I say that it was a golden ticket of time because many of us had been praying for more time, right? We had said, hey, if I had only just more time. Well, the 2020 pandemic allowed the world to completely come to a screeching halt. Now, while we did not stop, the world pretty much stopped. We were shut indoors. And there were things that we definitely could not do that we were accustomed to doing, including going to the grocery store, going to games and going to school function, even going to churches. We were not able to gather and to be outside, if you will. Outside was closed. We were shut indoors. And we were offered a golden ticket of time. And many of us took advantage of that time. And for those who did not, the only thing that I can say to you right now is that you really did not need more time. What you needed was discipline. Discipline helps you to manage time that you have. So let me ask the question one more time. What did you do then? And what are you doing right now to prepare for next? The pandemic offered us opportunity in that now, in that season, to prepare for next. So what are you doing right now to become indispensable? What are you doing right now to guard yourself or to safeguard yourself in family, in finance, in faith, in changes on your job, in your community? What are you doing to set yourself apart and create opportunity? Well, that question is very layered. And although you may be saying, oh, I'm doing some things to better myself, what are you doing right now to prepare for what could be next? It's a loaded question. Maybe not one you can answer right now in this moment, but it's something that I certainly want to challenge you to think about. You have to be proactive, and you cannot be proactive when your entire life is on autopilot. Did you hear what I just said? When you, your business, the way you learn, the way you move, all of your work activity, when everything is just on autopilot, you cannot be proactive. Being on autopilot is the nemesis to proactivity. Because when you are stuck on autopilot, it makes you feel as though everything around you is going well. Why? Because it's working, right? You know, the old adage says, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Well, sometimes things must be shattered. Some things need a shift. And sometimes with that shift, it's a big foot in the earth. It's an earthquake and there's a shatter and there's a rumble. And some of us pray for, oh my goodness, I can't wait till I can shift. And oh Lord, please send the shift. But what we don't realize is that with the shift, there's a shaking in the shift. And after that shaking, there are pieces that have to be put together. And sometimes our lives really do require that earthquake, that shifting, so that we can come off of autopilot and we can make ourselves more proactive. You must be mentally and physically prepared to be proactive. And let me just share this with you. We don't only listen with our ears. We must also hear with our eyes, our hearts, our souls, our minds, our well-being. What does that do? That puts you in the present, and it requires you to become attached to the situation that is around you. So you are situationally aware of what is going on when you're listening with your eyes and your ears and your heart. This is how you work on your future. This is how you work on the next. How? Because you're listening with your eyes and your ears. You're looking around. You're seeing things change in the world. And if you are situationally connected to what's happening in the world, you can now start to be proactive. The big thing right now is innovation in how we communicate through chat and this AI that everybody is talking about. Listen, if you don't want to be replaced by robot, then you have to be proactive right now in order not to do that. Now, a robot is only going to be as smart as the person who's technically putting it together. But you understand my point and my premise in saying that GPT and AI is taking over a part of the world. So what does that mean for me? What does that mean for me right now? That means as I'm listening with my eyes, I'm looking at things that are shifting and shaking and moving all around me due to something that has blasted and has like pretty much secured a space in technology. It's AI. So now I need to increase my level of innovation. I need to increase in knowledge, and I need to increase in understanding. Let me share with you that we must strategically plan for future. We have to be strategic in planning for the next. What does a forecaster do? A weather, if you're just even thinking about the weather, they forecast what the weather may be, even if it doesn't happen. And sometimes we get upset with the meteorologist because they say it's going to rain and we prepare for the rain. And we get upset when we bring our umbrellas and it doesn't rain. Well, the only thing the meteorologist is doing is studying what? Patterns. Listening with their eyes as well as their ears and understanding situationally that the patterns that they see may cause rainfall. And in that forecast, you have one or two options. You can either prepare for the rain, or you can say, oh, they ain't never right. I don't need an umbrella. I don't need my rain shoes. I don't need a raincoat. I don't need a poncho. And guess what? You have a 50-50 chance of it doing exactly what the meteorologist said it would do, because they are listening with their eyes and their ears, and they have forecasted what could be. Does that mean for me right now that I need to start forecasting in my life? Absolutely. Whether it happens to you or not, you need to position yourself proactively to be prepared for what is to come. So I'm just sharing with you tonight to encourage you that even as a weather reporter that you watch on the news, you need to be that same person in your life. You need to start looking at things around you, and you need to start forecasting what could possibly be and position yourself in a place where you are able to compensate for what may happen. That simply means being prepared. Do you not know right now, I put myself in situations to where I feel as though I can make myself indispensable. I start looking at things that other people are learning. I listen to what other people are talking about. I listen to news stations that really do not interest me because I want to hear what they are talking about. You know why? Because it does nothing for me except prepare me for the next. I just want to encourage you tonight, very briefly, to just be proactive. You have to be a person who can see around the corner, right? You can't wait to get to the corner and peek around. You gotta already start forecasting what could happen down the road. I am being extremely repetitive because it's all about being proactive. Being proactive means you have to get up and you have to take calculated risk. You have to take risk, and being a risk taker is not always bad. And also, being a risk taker does not mean you do not make calculated decisions. When you are proactive, you can take your time and be methodical in making these types of decisions, but you can also take a risk. What is it going to hurt you to learn a new trade or a new skill or elevate your conversation? It's not going to hurt you. It's only going to help you in the long run. Just because your risk you may take may be something that seems a little scary, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that you are willing to do something that someone else is not willing to do. And when you do what other people are not willing to do, you get results that other people do not have. Okay? Snap your fingers on that, pat yourself on the back, and sip a Coke, take a bite out of a Snickers, and be okay with that. Last thing I want to leave you with is we're talking about being proactive. So, W-I-N. Every time you are proactive, you win. You win. W-I-N. You are victorious. Now, what does it mean to win? I have a very close friend of mine who has an uncle who uses this acronym for the word win. W-I-N. What's important now? You have to focus on what is important right now in order for you to be able to move to the next. So if you're seeing with your eyes and your ears, and you're listening with your eyes and your ears, and you're feeling with your eyes and your ears, and you're seeing all of these things situationally, and you're connected to the W-I-N, the win of something, the victory of it all, you are asking yourself, what's important right now for me to get to my next? What do I need to be doing right now that's going to catapult me to the next place that I want to be? Listen, always be that person that people say that they cannot be without. If your name came up right now, if job cuts were getting ready to happen right now, and your name came up, would they say that it's just nearly impossible for them to rid the company of you? Or would they know you at all? Would they say, well, you know, she comes in, she leaves, he's very dependable, but he doesn't do anything extra. So while this other person may have a few more days of leave, they're very knowledgeable. They're always, raising their hand to volunteer. They're always asking for the next thing and how to be promoted. And, you know, are you going to be that person? When your name comes up, are they going to say, that's who we cannot afford to lose? Because you have put yourself in a position proactively to be that one name, to be that one person that stands against all others. Be proactive. And whenever you can, elevate your expertise. Take the conversation a mile further. Don't ever leave customers or clients or people that you have communication with in the dark. Take the conversation further out. If you know that there's more information than what you're giving and you need to share that, share it. If somebody asked me right now, hey, is there a store that's open that's close to my hotel that I can go grab a late night snack from? I could tell them yes, but I can say it's late night and never share with them the time. They could be on their way getting in the car and it's 9:30, and I've never told them that the store does open late, but it closes at 9 o'clock. That's genuine expertise that I have that I just did not care to share. And we put people in bad situations when we do not share everything. So what am I saying? Go the extra mile, say the extra statement. Make sure that your communication is something that is indispensable and that people enjoy having in their presence. I've been on here now for about 15 minutes, and it's been all in a quest to let you know why being situationally aware and being proactive is definitely qualities that you want to put in your repertoire. I hope and pray that you have been inspired, that you've been motivated, that you have been made more enthusiastic about how you can put yourself in a position to catapult your life in ways unimaginable when you just take the opportunity to be proactive. Thank you so much for joining me. I promise you I won't be gone this long again. I have enjoyed hanging out with you, and I hope that you would do me this one favor. Take time, share this podcast with somebody else. Let them know, hey, friends, it's time to get up and be proactive. Take care of yourself. Take care of one another. Until next time, keep working the dash.